continuing Berachas HaMazon with the fourth bracha, fourth and final bracha. This bracha is actually Derabanan, which is one of the reasons why it's, even despite the fact that the Noidel Lecha and Rachim are not Pesach Bevarach because the bracha is Huch Lechamerto, this bracha is really added on at the end, Derabanan, and therefore it's Kilu Anu HaSala. Therefore it starts with the Baruch Atah Hashem. Just one story that I saw today about Berachas HaMazon, about from the Kloisenberger, the Shefa Chaim Mitzan. At one time he wasn't feeling well, and he was in the hospital. It was Friday night, and they were trying to push him to be able to wash his hands, to have a Suda Shabbos. Kitzur, Mamash didn't want him. Mamash didn't want him. Anybody that knows the Kloisenberger, anybody that read the story of the Kloisenberger in the Holocaust, the Kloisenberger was machped. Supposedly he said that in the Holocaust he was never, unless it was Pekuch Nefesh, and he didn't have the ability to, but he wasn't over, not on any Daraisa, the Rabbanon, or even Midag Yisrael, while he was in the Holocaust. He switched the buttons on the clothing that they gave him, that the right should go over the left. He said, Mamash, everything was diktogalpi, he would wash his hands before, Mamash, crazy diktog. So he didn't want to wash his hands, they pushed him, his sons pushed him, why didn't he wash his hands on Friday night? For Suda Shabbos, Kitzur, he just took a mezainis, it was mamish, he got it down, it was hard for him to eat. Because the next morning he was feeling a little bit better, and the person that was being mishamishim says, he saw that he was a shas eisrotzen, so he said, what's the pshah, how come the Rebbe didn't want to wash his hands, they pushed you so much to wash, yeah? Suda Shabbos, what's that? So he gave him a piercing stare, and he says, if a person doesn't know that he can be mechaven during benching, who says that he has a right to eat? Who says that he even has a right to eat? So that's what he felt. He felt that he wasn't holding by benching Misa Davzayin. Then who says you have a right to eat? Who says you have a right to eat? So Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us so much food. Certainly, it's prudent and imperative that we take out the time to thank him for everything that he gives us. The bracha v'atayv amiti, Chazal tell us, v'yavne tiknua, they're masakin it, v'yavne, when, remember, when they, after years, it's not exactly how many years, 3 years, 18 years, many years that all the people from Beitar that were killed out were being used as a fence around Andrianus's vineyards. It says that they was mamish, the height, they were lying down up to the height of a man, the bodies that were just, and for years, and they weren't masriach. And at a certain point after he died, they were able to bribe the new king, Bechulu, and they were able to bury them. And it also says the Masana Kamataniyos, they're able to bury them. And they're Masakana Toiv Shale Srichu Vamitav Shnitnu Likvuru. And what shaykh does it have to Birchas HaMazon? So I think Kiv Eger says that really it's the Atoiv Vamitav is like something to Yain, has to do with the Atoiv Vamitav that we make on Yain. But Derech HaPshar, if it has to do with that they're Masakin it for this reason, I saw that somebody says that it's simply because the whole Birchas HaMazon is the Birchas HaDa Be'etzem. So the Masakin it has added it on to the Birchas HaDa Birchas HaMazon because it was such a tremendous HaDa that they had to Kodesh Baruch Hu for, it was a Neis Nigla really. It's a Neis Nigla that they weren't Masriach and they were Nidl Kfur at the end of the day. The Zois Yehuda, which is really the Mata Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Ayish, who lived 250 years ago, he says a beautiful pshat in the whole Bracha. He says, after, from this Neis, Klai Yisrael were able to see three things, three of the Iker Yisraelis HaEmuna, and it says, Alpi that, they were Kaveh this Bracha. And that explains all the Hu Heiti Vum Heiti V'yeitu, Vum Alam Gum Leinu Gum Leinu, the three Lashenis, and all the Lashenis, the descriptions that we have of Kaddish Baruch Hu. First of all, we start off Akel, it's a Shalom Rishenim, should you say Akel afterwards? You say Elikinu Melech Ha'olam, why do you have to say Akel? Avinu, Malkinu, Adirinu, Barinu, Garelinu, Yotzinu, Kedushinu, what are all these Lashenis that we have in this Bracha that we don't have anywhere else? What's this this tremendous Haida on these Lashenis, Vachulu? So he says that they were able to see after this nace that they weren't masriach. He says three ikrei yisodis. He says first of all that there's going to be tchias amesim. If there's such a thing that a kadosh baruch hu, why would a kadosh baruch hu keep their bodies that they should be shalim? He says only because there would be a purpose kilo that the body is going to go. Lashon he says a kesher yachnu kein yisod. The way that they lay down, that's how they're going to come up. Another kadosh baruch hu wanted to show that Klal Yisrael is going to stay. We'll stay around. They're going to relive once again. This is the first, that there's going to be Tchias Amesim. The second is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not like the Gayim that said after the Churban, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu got rid of Klal Yisrael. That's the Christians, the Chulu. There's the Old Testament for the Gidin. But then after that, God wasn't interested because of all the transgressions and all their sins, and therefore He gave them up, and really is on to somebody else newer. Now, if that's the case, then why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do such a tremendous nace after the Churban Beis HaMikdash? If He got rid of Klal Yisrael, why did He do such a tremendous nace for a bunch of Shakranim with Klal Yisrael that He has no interest in anymore? So Elamai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still has His interest in Klal Yisrael, and therefore He wants to make sure that they should have a Tzara Yisrael. And He did this nace for them at Tzara Yisrael. They had a tremendous, how many people were killed there, but that just tremendous nace that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to show that he still takes Klal Yisrael as His Am HaNivchar. And the third thing is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still sharing, even despite the fact that we're in Golis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashgiach Leinu Vashgiach Pratis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Manig Yisonu and protecting us and taking care of us even when we're in Golis. He says if that wouldn't be the case, so then what would be the purpose of the Mesim not being Masriach? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to, if there's no reason to keep to do such an ace. He says, Elamai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show that no, even though we're after the Churban, even though we're in Golis, nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was here and He's taking care of us. So Tzchias HaMesim, and the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't get rid of us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashgiach Aleinu, and He's still, even though we're in Golis, not just that we're still the Am HaNivchar, but it's that even now, in the Golis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of us. And he says, that's really the Lashonis of Hu Heitiv is in the past, that they weren't Masriach, that Nes. Hu Meitiv is the present, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is still with us now. And Hu Yeitiv is Osilachias Amesim, Kabatagolius, Bahachias Amesim. That's really the three Lashonis. Hu Heitiv, Hu Meitiv, Hu Yeitiv is for these three things that Kadosh Baruch Hu did. It's to show that he's manning us. He said in the past, He helped us, Shalei Asrichu, to show that we're still the Am HaNivchar. Hu Meitiv, right now, to show that He's still manning us in the Golas. Hu Yeitiv, Lasid Lavi, He's still going to be Makabiz Gul Yaseinu, and He's going to bring the Beis HaMikdash. He says, for this, we can understand also the Lashonis that we start to say, as we will go through them now. He says, Akel, the Lashon of Akel, Kel is the Balakrich, is the strong one, is the Takiv V'Chazak. He says, that to do such a nace like this, he says, that's the Chizik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where they're Mesakin Akel. Avinu Makenu, he didn't say Avinu Makenu, he didn't explain what it is. He says Adereinu Bareinu Goreinu, but he says Avinu Makenu L'Chora, Avinu Makenu is Aderech Havshah, like we always say, every time we say Avinu Makenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're still the, first of all Avinu, we're still His Banim, we're still the Am HaNivchar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But a father loves their child, not always is a father able to give what the child wants, or what's best for the child, or what he wants to give to the child, because he doesn't have the ability. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Makenu, He's also our King, and He has the ability to give us whatever He wants. He's also Avinu, also Makenu. He also takes us as his children, and He's also Malkeinu. He can do whatever He wants, even the greatest Nisim, for us. Not everybody has the ability to do that. Rebbeinu Shlom has the ability. Adireinu means that He's awesome. He's Adir. He's an awesome King in the fact that He's able to do Nisim that no one else is able to do. Who could ain't from Mibaladai? He says there's no one else besides the Kadosh Baruch Hu who could do such a thing. Bareinu, that He's going to create us once again. Tchias Amesim. Goyaleinu, Asid, He hasn't gotten rid of us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Asid Lava is still going to be Goyalus. Yitzreinu, He forms us and fashions us. Also a chilek of the Tchias Amesim. Kedoshinu Kedoshakav, He's going to build the Beis HaMikdash for us and be Mekadosh us. It's all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hasn't gotten rid of us. He's going to be Goyalus. He's going to build the Beis HaMikdash. He's going to be Tchias Amesim. It's all a chilek, it's all Niskan, with these Yisaidis in mind. Kedoshinu Kedoshakav. It's Kedoshenu, who is the Kodesh of Yaakov, is the Kodesh of Yaakov Avinu, who is the Bechira of the Avos. Re'enu Re'e Yisrael. This is not like we say in Tzmach Leikis and Rachim. The way that we have the Girsa, Re'enu is a Bakosho. A Kodesh Baruch Hu, please be our shepherd. Here, it's a description of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Re'enu, He is our shepherd, Re'e Yisrael. He is the Klal Yisrael. He says that, what's a shepherd? A shepherd is somebody that takes care of the sheep. That's what we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. Even when we're in Golis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of us like a shepherd takes care of his sheep, and He gives them water, and He gives them food, and He gives them whatever they need. He says had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not been done that, he says, we wouldn't be able to survive amongst the Shivim Umayis. And I think that, I would say, amongst the Shivim Zevim, as they call it. His Mamash HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Roya, is the shepherd, who's saving the sheep, the Klal Yisrael, Kivus Ha'achas, Min Shivim Zevim, there were no way we'd be able to survive without that. If not for the fact that he's constantly taking care of us. Yodua, the Yavid says, that if somebody wants to see Nisim that rival the Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim, we just read all the Parashias. So halavai that we should be zeichet to see such Nisim. If we saw such Nisim, we'd be in a different place. It's not really fair that we didn't get to see such Nisim. So already Shlomo Melech says, Al terima sheyomer rishenim, hayutevim me'elu kelim mechokhmosh altazayis, if we put in this generation, and this is where you're supposed to be. However, if we would see the Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim, we'd be a whole different level. Rosh Hashanah Chalayom, we would be. Says the Yavit, we have Nisim, I think he says that are greater than the Nisim Yitzias Mitzrayim. He says the Nis of the fact that Klal Yisrael in Golus is able to survive in the way that they're survived, that no one else has ever can compare, and any other nation can compare to that, despite all the redifas, despite the Inquisition and Tafatad and the Crusades and the Holocaust and everything that went on, all the pogroms and everything that's been going on, and Klal Yisrael is still, and they're the center of the world. Everything's revolving around Klal Yisrael. What's with Israel and the Middle East? Why? Who cares? America? Who cares about Middle East? Eretz Yisrael, it's Eretz Yisrael, and takes up the mind space of everybody. That's from the biggest Nisim. That's from the biggest Nisim. The bracha continues, HaMelech HaToiv VaMeitiv Lakol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech HaToiv and he's Meitiv for everybody. That means that Choyk HaToiv LeHeitiv, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world was to be Meitiv. He's the Toiv and Memele he's Meitiv. He's the Melech HaToiv and Memele he's Meitiv Lakol, because that was the whole purpose of the Bria, was to be Meitiv Lakol. And not only that, like we say in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, in Chol Ma'aminim, Atoivu meitiv l'roim v'latoivim. Meitiv l'kol. It's even l'roim v'latoivim. People that don't deserve it. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was meitiv to them. Shebechol yoyim v'yoyim hu heitiv, hu meitiv, hu yitiv l'anu. Every single solitary day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meitiv, has been, is presently, and will be. What's Shebechol yoyim v'yoyim? I think it's like we said about the man, that by the man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give the man for once. Sholu tamidos rishim v'yachoy. How come HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give man for an entire year? He should give it for a entire year at once. Why does he give it every single day? He says, because Mashlom was every day. It's a king that had a son. He wants to give his son. If he gives his son a check for the entire year, he's never going to see his son again until the next year. He wants to see his son every day. Same thing, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give every day. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a meitiv. He wants to give every day. He doesn't want to just give in one lump sum. Every day, Kadosh Baruch Hu is a meitiv. He gives us kmul, he gives us reward. He paid us back. He compensated us. In the past, in the present, in the future, it's like we said by Atreva, who hated, who made to be hated. It's also, he says, a similar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us, is showing us his good in the past, in the present, in the future. Lasilavi still hasn't gotten rid of Klal Yisrael. Now who yigmaleinu, he's going to give us laad forever, the chain, the chesed, the rachamim, 3, revach hatzala v'atzlacha, 6. Bracha Vishur Nechama 9, Parnasa Chakola is 11, Rachamim Chaim Meshalim 14, V'chol Tov 15. 15 Lashenis of Hatava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. He says, where did these 15 Lashenis come from? So, the Ramanasa Shapiro, he has a Pirush from Brechas Amazin. He says it's Keneged, first of all, the Aruch Hodesh says, he says it's Keneged, he says this as well. He says it's Keneged the 15 Sudas that we have. We're thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for the 15 sudas that he gives us every week. Like it says in last week's parasha, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Basar Be'erev, Bein Arbayim Teichlu Basar, V'Boyger Tizbu Lachem. So a person generally is supposed to have 2 sudas. We saw in Kosam Echet. It's not like Shalish Arbi Beitzim. It's a sudas Boyger Ve'erev. Betzim, that's what they had, 2 sudas. Except on Shabbos, you have 3 sudas. So you have 6 days a week, you have 2 sudas, 12, plus another 3 on Shabbos, you have 15 sudas. And that's the Vanach Nivarech Ko, Kol Gemashriya is 15. And therefore, thank God there's Baruch for these 15. But he says as well, he says that we find 15 as, a lot of times we, in Yishtabach we say 15, we 15 Lashenis, Lel Pesach we say 15 Lashenis. But it also says Lashon of Shira 15 times in the Torah, and Lashon of Simcha 15 times in the Torah. It says Hashem Hashem 15 times in the Aseret HaDibros. There's 15 words in Birchas Kohanim. There's 15 Mizmorim and Tehillim that are miyusar al pi the aleph beis. There's also 15 shir malaches yedua, and in the Torah Hashem Tamimah, 15 shvachas of the Torah, David Melech said also in the Chashem Agdula Advurat Vares, it's also 15. All these, he says, these are all amongst the things we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us, to be Merachem on us, and to give us Shefa, B'schut, the Shalish Aveis, and the Shtei Mesrei Shvatim, which is altogether the 15. He also says in the, he says that the three Aveis were together in the world for 15 years. Ki Yodua, it was when they were 15 years old, then they, when Yaakov was 15 years old, Yaakov and Esau, that's when Avraham Avinu died. 15 or 13? I think it's the 15. One of the Midrashim. The Mela, that was the, that's 15. But it's, there's another Yusayit, I think really special, I'll mention it because it's very negated today, I think he touches on it as well, and that is that Tezvav is also the middle of the month, and Klal Yisrael is Deima to Mishvat. Klal Yisrael is Deima to the moon. That it gets bigger and bigger and smaller, and it always gets bigger at the end. And the time that it's at the zenith, it's in its full, is at the 15th of the month. It's Tezvav, in the middle. And that's, Sukkot is on Tezvav, and Pesach is on Tezvav, and the Purim, Neret Yerushalayim is Tezvav, Tu Bishvat, Tu Ba'av, all Tezvav. It's not for nothing. It is, it's all kashur to the fact that Klal Yisrael, not only that, it says the Chazal, there's 15 tzaddikim that were Milo the Bria until from Avram Avinu up until Shlomo HaMelech. They were Milo the Bria. Once Shlomo, that was like the, as they said it, the Yeret, the Sierra Bimilua, it was the moon in its full. That's when they built the Beis HaMikdash. That was Ishtach Hezgafni, Ishtach Zeynosei. They were, Klal Yisrael was at its height, was at the, basically at the highest darga that they ever were, except for the Matan Torah, was at that point. They were in Eretz Yisrael, and they were, they had one king, and there were Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that was that's also kashur to the Tezvav. But just pashup shah, what are these things that we're saying? Lechein lechesed lerachamim, chein lechesed rachamim. We saw in the first bracha, some people say chein lechesed rachamim is for tzaddikim, for benanim, for rishayim. That's also but it's pashup lechein that we should find chein chesed is to just give without diktuk adin rachamim, even if we don't deserve it. The revach is to give generously. Hatzolah, to save us from anything that we, that's dangerous for us, whether it's enemies or anything that's going to take away our panasa, ukedema. But tzlacha, we should find that tzlacha in what we are in our ma'aseh yadayim, in what we invest in, what we work in. Bracha is a lashon of ribui, that it should be when we work, we should be bracha metzuya b'ma'aseh yadayinu, that not only to have hatzlacha, but the bracha, that which we do, first of all, should be matzliach in what we do, and what matzliach in should have bracha, and should be nesravet. V'yeshua, anything that a person needs Yeshua for, whether it's Yeshua and Gashmis or Shuya Ruchnius, Nechama is also a lashon of Nechama, of Nechama after a loss. It's also a lashon of Menucha, which could be very, very connected. But it's finding peace, that a person should be, like it says by the Techo, it says if there's no Shalom, it says in Pashas B'chu Kaisai, if there's no Shalom, you could have everything that you want, and everybody could have money, but if there's no Shalom, then what do you have? So you want Menucha. Parnasa v'chalkola, parnasa is not, in addition to the food, it's begodim and all the other tzrachim that a person has. V'chalkola, we saw in Rachim, v'chalkola means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give it to us, not a tremendous amount one day, and then skimpily on the other day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us that it should be balanced. We should have parnasa misuderet, as they call it. A person gets a paycheck every 2 weeks, instead of getting a paycheck once, he gets for $10,000, the next month he gets for $20. A person wants that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be able to give him whatever he needs, in the mitzvah to take away. That's kalkolo. V'rachamim v'chaim v'sholim. It's interesting. Why do we say rachamim again? We said already rachamim beforehand. L'chein l'chesed l'rachamim. Parnas v'chalkolo. V'rachamim v'chaim v'sholim. So, I saw somebody wanted to say that v'rachamim means that we should have rachamim. Kol m'racham al b'riyas m'racham al min ha-shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the ability to have rachamim. He should have rachamim for us. And He should give us rachamim, and we should be merachim on other people, that we should be continue to be zeichat and rachamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chaim and shalim. What's without that? Without chaim and shalim. V'chol tov. Chol tov is everything. Even after we've just listed an entire list of 14 other different things, it's anything that we don't have in mind. V'chol tov. It's all inclusive. V'chol tov. U'mikol tov li'olam echasrenu. And I saw the Iyun HaTfilah says something very interesting. He says, "Mikol tov la'olam echasrenu." He says that the Kadmonim say that this is referring to the pasuk of Darshi Hashem le'achzeru chol tov. So, Bepashtus, "Mikol tov la'olam echasrenu" means that from all good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not be. We should always have all good. We should never be lacking. But he wanted to say that Iyun HaTfila, Noitra HaTfila, he wanted to say that Mikol Tuv Lemech HaSreinu means that not only that we shouldn't be lacking, he says when a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the food, we should have the ability to enjoy the food that we have. He shouldn't be Mechatzar us. He shouldn't cause us to be lacking, that we should not be able to enjoy the food. So that they can make, they can have everything that they need, they can have a tremendous amount, but the guy's in a wheelchair and he's not able to enjoy everything that he has. So then Mitzad Echad, he has the entire Olam U'Malai, but he's not able to enjoy it. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should not only should give us everything, he should allow us to enjoy it fully, and be Mevarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu once again and again.